Text, Hallmark Channel presents. Title, Nantucket Noel. Text, 8 days until Christmas. A man dressed as Santa waves to a girl walking outside. Light snow is piled on trees in the sides of a staircase. A woman walks down the stairs. She smiles at passers-by.
Hello!
Shops with Nantucket in their names. A shop decked with garlands and bauble ornaments has a sign shaped like a ship's wheel that says Seaside Toys. The words Seaside Noel celebrating 44 years are splashed across a large banner. The woman from the stairs walks toward another woman standing outside of Seaside Toys and watching a man below adjust a Christmas tree on a boat.
It's so tiny! No one's gonna be able to see it.
It will be fighting to be seen, Harriet. I think it's quite poetic.
Or pitiful? Actually, it's kind of like the rest of this place.
Jacob, I think it's perfect.
Jacob mouths, I love you. The woman smiles.
Oh.
Both women check phones.
Coffee's ready in 10 minutes.
I'll be right there.
The woman pulls on a door.
Sparkle.
Harriet, we've got sparkle.
Come on. There we go.
Harriet looks.
Might be time to have someone come and take a look at that.
Just gotta have the magic touch. Plus it deters thieves.
Ah, yes.
The woman enters Seaside Toys and flicks the switch.
Let there be light. Every time.
A man in a suit in the back seat of a car.
True, but our company is willing to invest a significant amount of money into buying and developing your building.
He adjusts his shoulders.
All right. In the spirit of Christmas, I am willing to raise my offer one last time. I'm about to pick up my daughter for the holidays, so I don't have time to do this dance. Let's make this a Merry Christmas for both of us, huh? What do you say?
He gives one sharp nod and hangs up the phone. He looks ahead and licks his lips. Rows of houses are blanketed in snow. A young girl and a woman with a suitcase exit a house.
Do I have to go?
You were gonna have so much fun. You will love it in Nantucket. Ocean? The beach?
But it's winter. I can't go swimming.
No, but... Oh, there's your dad now.
Yeah.
The man gets out of the vehicle and hugs the girl while smiling.
There's my girl.
Oh.
You all set?
The girl nods.
Good morning, Warren.
Andy?
Can I call you every day?
You can call me anytime you want.
The girl hugs Lauren.
Oh, sweetie. It's only 2 weeks.
And I bet it's going to be the best 2 weeks of your life. Did you know your bedroom has a balcony overlooking the ocean?
My bedroom has a balcony?
Yep. Grandpa wants to see you, ASAP.
Wow, Wink, aren't you lucky? Now you be good for Dad and Grandpa, okay?
I will, I promise.
The driver.
Hi, Manny.
Hello there, Miss Wink.
Did you know that my bedroom is a balcony?
That's wonderful news.
Lauren lifts presents.
Just, take care of her, and remember to have her back by the 29th.
Christmas presents. Right. You didn't happen to get Wink anything from me, did you?
We're not married anymore, Andy, so that would be a no. You'll have to do your own Christmas shopping. That's just a little something for Wink to open for me on Christmas.
Andy nods.
Fair enough. I deserve that. I'm sure there's a toy store on the island. I'd appreciate it if you didn't encourage her to call anytime an issue came up. Now, the whole point of this was to give Wink and I a chance to bond, you know, just the two of us.
That would require you to be present. You can't just park Wink with a sitter while you work.
I know.
Andy presses his lips together.
Merry Christmas, Lauren.
Merry Christmas, Andy.
Andy walks toward the car. Wink looks out the car window. Lauren smiles.
I love you, Wink.
Bye, Mom. I love you, too. Merry Christmas.
Lauren blows a kiss and waves. In the water below Seaside Toys, the small boat with the Christmas tree floats. Inside the shop, the woman yanks on a cash box drawer. It opens and she removes money. She looks to the side at a framed photograph of a woman with a Seaside Toys sign. She then glances up at a mural of mermaids on rocks. The lighting changes. The woman from the photo paints the mural as a young girl watches.
Will I ever see a mermaid, Mom?
I'm sure you will. You know, legend says if you see a mermaid, your troubles will fade and blessings will find you.
She hands daughter brush.
Can you help me? All right, so can you do the tail right there? Yeah, perfect. Oh, I love that.
The finished mural reappears. The woman stares at it and takes a deep breath, then looks down as she slides a note out from under the cash box. It says, "Went to Molly's Reach." She walks with the note past stockings and figurines to tape the note on the front door, then she exits through the same door. The woman walks inside a restaurant called Molly's Reach and joins Harriet and Jacob at a table as another woman sits down.
So then I said, well, I don't know about that.
You said that?
I said that.
To his face.
Right to his face, yes. Of course I'm going to say that. Yeah.
Finally, Jacob wouldn't spill until we were all here.
You know how I like an audience.
Thanks, Molly. So, what's the tea?
Some muddy sort of chai blend.
Okay, anyways. So, I have it on very good authority that Oscar Bittlesman, the real estate mogul who just bought that place out in Wisconsin...
It's not really my style. I prefer mid-century modern, but it is a classic.
Jacob stares.
Right. Carry on.
Anyway, the word is Mr. Bittlesman is planning on retiring to the island.
And he's redeveloping the wharf.
The woman pulls back and wrinkles her brow.
That's ridiculous. Martins would never sell to some wash-ashore developer.
Yeah, Edward Martin might not have, but he left the wharf to his children, and they want to cash out.
Well, what does this Bittlesman, sounds like a fake name, plan to even do?
I heard it's the R word. Revitalization.
What is revitalization?
Well, they slap on a coat of fresh paint, raise their rents a little, call it a day.
Do you know that for a fact?
Does anybody really know anything? Personally, I think a change of ownership could be good.
Or they kick us all out and tear it all down.
Let's try to focus on the positive.
Well, if you expect the worst, then you'll never be disappointed.
Sounds like island gossip to me.
Exactly. It's a week until Christmas, and the Seaside Noel kicks off tonight. Until I see something in writing, it's all just hearsay. And we've got a boat parade to set up.
Oh, my boat is good to go.
Harriet side-eyes Jacob. Boats float on gray water. Wink and Andy walk up to a wooden railing between two trees and look out over the water. Wink leans against the railing and looks at her dad.
Dad, what are we doing here?
Well, I wanted to show you something.
I thought we were going to Grandpa's.
We are. First, I wanted to show you why your grandpa moved here. This wharf, actually this spot right here, is your grandma's favorite place.
Cool.
Wink looks away and out over the water.
You know what? My mom used to say, your destiny is like a sailboat out at sea. You can steer it left or right, any direction you like, but the wind will always take you where you're supposed to be.
What's that supposed to mean?
Now, sometimes I forget how old you are, but one day you will appreciate my passed down wisdom.
Woman and friends.
What would anyone want to change about this place?
Well, I could change a few things.
Come on, Pam. Oh, hold on.
Winksy's toy shop.
I gotta take this, okay? Yeah, Ben. Hey, you have a deal?
Dad, look, a sailboat steering wheel, like Grandma used to.
Say.
Woman approaches.
I'm just saying, things here aren't as bad as you think.
Look at this.
Well, how many times have I told you? Don't put sails with shells, Jacob.
She trips.
Oh.
Andy holds her.
You okay?
Yeah. Totally.
He looks down at a hole.
That's a problem.
It's barely a crack.
I think the wharf is sinking.
You all right there, Christina?
Perfect.
Christina looks at Andy.
Well, you've been very helpful. Thank you.
So, are you sure you don't need anything else?
No, this is me right here. Happiest place in Nantucket.
You own a toy store?
Didn't you see the sign, Dad?
Oh, wow, look at that. You know, I was just telling Wink, this is my daughter, Wink.
Hi, Wink. I'm Christina.
I'm Andy.
Hi.
I was just telling Wink that my parents used to bring me down here every summer. My mom used to love the lighthouse and the wharf.
Oh, yeah, that's a great spot.
But it's not summer now.
No, but tonight is the launch of the Seaside Noel. We're having a boat parade. You guys should come by.
Really? Well, we just got into town. One second. I gotta take this. 5 minutes, Wink.
Wink walks inside.
Yeah.
Wink looks around the room filled with toys. There are anchor ornaments, mermaid dolls, stuffed animals, and wrapped boxes. Andy stands inside. Christina sits and removes her shoe.
Yeah, I know, Ben, but we've been going through negotiations for weeks. I'm not going to keep doing this. All right.
Christina stands up and looks through a window. She watches as Wink picks up a mermaid doll and slides it into her coat while glancing behind her. Christina walks around the wall and up behind Wink.
I love mermaids, don't you?
Wink shakes head.
You know, Nantucket is mermaid country. Legend has it they live just off the coast here.
Have you ever seen one?
Not yet, but my mom did once. Mermaids are good luck, you know. It doesn't quite work the same way if you just keep it inside your jacket.
Wink quickly puts the doll back.
I'm sorry,
Am I in trouble?
I'd have to ask the big guy. Santa.
Wink looks down.
Taking stuff without paying doesn't usually get you on the nice list.
I'm really sorry.
Wink hangs her head.
It's okay. I believe you, Wink. That must be short for something.
Winifred. I was named after my grandma, who you still have to say.
Bet she was smart like you. How about you promise to never do it again? And I won't tell Santa.
Are you gonna tell my dad?
Andy walks up.
Tell Dad what?
Wink closes her eyes.
I still a mermaid.
Wink, you know better.
I said I was sorry.
She promised not to do it again, and honestly, I'm happy to let it go.
Well, I appreciate that, but I think we should make it right. Don't you?
Wink nods.
I have a great idea. The shop can get pretty busy at Christmas, and I could use an extra hand. Maybe you could help me out tomorrow morning, and we'll call it even.
What do you say, Wink?
Okay, that's fine with me.
We have a deal. Thank you, Christina.
I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Yes, you will. Come on, Wink. Let's go.
Andy puts his hand on Wink's shoulder. He looks down.
My socks.
Oh. Yeah, thanks.
Andy walks out. Christina squeezes her eyes shut. A lighthouse and boats under a crisp blue sky. Wink and Andy walk around a car with a suitcase and presents. A smiling older man opens the front door of a large house.
You're here!
Hey, Dad. Great to see you.
Andy looks up at the house.
Wow, what a place.
I'll wait till you see the view. And who's this big girl beside you?
Hi, Grandpa.
You're almost as big as your dad.
No, I'm more like my mom.
Well, welcome aboard.
Wink smiles.
Well, that's how the islanders talk here.
Well, okay. Aye, aye, Captain.
Andy's dad presses lips together.
How you feeling, Dad?
Oh, fine. It was just a scare. Like I told you before, there's nothing to be too concerned about.
You're big enough to move here.
Between you and Janice, I'm not going to hear the end of it.
Janice?
Let me guess. He's telling you it's impossible to find good help.
Well, when it comes to business, I can confirm he is a tough one to please.
This is Janice, my drill sergeant.
Or housekeeper and chef.
Well, he's lucky to have you.
Oh, I'm wearing him down, bit by bit.
No, that's one way of putting it. What are you up to now?
Christmas lights. I found these in the unpacked boxes in the garage, and they still work.
Janice has been on my case to put up Christmas decorations.
You don't have any decorations?
Well, now I've just settled in.
But you can't do Christmas without decorations, can you?
I'm sure Grandpa has a lot going on, sweetie.
I'd say you have a very smart granddaughter. Hi, Wink. I'm Janice.
Hi.
If you need anything, you come to me, okay?
Nods.
Now, let's get those bags inside.
Janice hands Andy's dad the Christmas lights and pulls the suitcase. Wink follows. Andy and his dad walk into an open concept kitchen.
I'm so glad you finally made it. Your ferry got in a couple of hours ago. What took you so long?
Oh, we stopped by the wharf. I wanted to show Wink around.
And? What do you think?
It's still a beautiful spot.
Wink appears.
You're right. The docks are definitely showing their age.
The land is prime real estate. It's still a solid investment.
Absolutely, but I thought the whole point of you moving here was to retire, not to start a new project.
Biddlemans never say no to a good opportunity.
Yes, I am well aware of the Biddlemans' business model, Dad.
Wink wanders around the house.
Besides that, this project would be really important to your mother.
Andy's eyelids flutter as he looks at Dad.
You don't have a tree either?
Now that, I was waiting for you.
Wink, you must be hungry.
Yes, but can I just see my room first?
Sure can. Let's get you settled in.
Andy looks out the back wall of windows.
Right. This view is incredible.
So, how's she doing?
Andy furrows brow.
She's been acting out.
Dad nods.
This is her first Christmas without her mother around. That's normal.
She tried to steal a toy mermaid.
She what?
The owner of the toy store was very understanding, though, so Wink's gonna help her out there to make up for it.
Good. Learning a little work ethic at her age never hurt anyone.
Exactly what she used to say to me.
Andy turns to Dad.
So, what's the plan with the wharf?
I'm not sure yet. We're going to the boat parade tonight, so I can take a look at things in person.
Andy nods. Nighttime. Christmas lights are strung beside the water. Jacob and Harriet approach Christina at the wharf.
Okay, word is the new developer, Oscar Bittlesman, is coming tonight.
Really? I'd like to meet him.
Andy and Wink.
Well, looks like we made it.
Hey, I'm glad you did.
Me too.
Christina's friend's eyes widen.
Wink, there's letters to Santa Station over there. Could help you get back on the nice list.
Yeah, come on, Dad, let's go.
All right.
Wink drags Andy away.
Now, who was that?
Andy and Wink. I met them earlier.
Right, when you fell.
I didn't fall.
Friends stare at her with wide eyes.
Doesn't matter, okay? The wharf isn't broken.
Okay, well, all I'm saying is that that man could be Brad Pitt's younger brother. I mean, look at that bone structure.
Andy waves. Christina gives small smile, then turns around and grabs microphone.
Okay, let's get it started, okay?
Okay.
Hello, everybody, and Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Most of you know me already, but I'm Christina Antoni, and I am head of the Nantucket Historical Society. And it is my pleasure to welcome you all to the 44th annual Seaside Noel.
Jacob, Woman, and Harriet wave as Christina speaks.
We have an exciting week of events leading up to Christmas. We have the Christmas Carol and Stroll, the Gingerbread House Contest, the Old Christmas Movie Matinee, and of course the Snowball at the Whaley Museum. But the reason you're all here tonight, the Christmas Boat Parade.
Wink claps enthusiastically.
So, without further ado, let's start the parade in 3, 2, 1.
Christina raises her fist. A boat topped with a Christmas tree made of lights floats by. Everyone on the wharf walks toward the railing. Boats wrapped in lights float by. Some have Santa figures standing on them, others have Christmas trees on their decks. Wink grins. A boat pulls Jacob's wooden boat. The Christmas lights wrapped around his tree appear dim next to the lights on the boat pulling it. Jacob grins.
Look at my boat blow!
Yeah, that's a real showstopper.
Jacob's smile falls and he looks at her. Christina beams. A man waves from a boat topped with an inflatable snowman and many lights.
You lean just right, you can almost see the lighthouse.
Andy's dad leans to the side and smiles. Boats with single strands of lights change color. The parade audience grins and claps. The audience disperses. Andy approaches Christina and puts his hands out. Her three friends watch as they talk.
Well done. When my dad mentioned a boat parade, I didn't realize it would be this beautiful.
Well, it was a group effort.
Did you see my boat? It was a little one.
It was so cute.
Yeah.
Did you say your dad is here?
Yes, yes. Christina, this is my father, Oscar.
Hi.
Hello. And do you know Janice?
Of course. Hi, Janice.
Always a favorite event every year.
Christina looks at Oscar.
Oscar, are you the Oscar Bittlesman?
That's what the doctor tells me.
So then you're...
Andy Bittlesman.
Okay. Hi. I rent the toy shop on the wharf, and we heard this silly rumor that there's some sort of revitalization plan.
Yes, I thought about revitalization when I read the reports, but seeing it live, that won't be necessary.
See? I told you it was blown way out of proportion.
What I mean is, I don't think revitalization will be enough.
Not enough.
I knew it.
It was clear the current foundation won't hold the new marina.
New marina.
Her eyes dart between the men.
The wharf is a local treasure.
And it's going to be even more spectacular when it's finished.
What about all the local shops?
The commercial operations will need to be out as soon as possible.
Out? But it's Christmas.
I understand the timing is tight, but unfortunately, we're on a strict schedule with this one.
You can't do this.
Oscar squints at her.
Excuse me?
Dad.
Don't you care what we think?
I beg your pardon.
This is a community. A developer can't just waltz in and start barking orders. With all due respect, it's kind of a cliche.
With all due respect, this is a business, my livelihood, and an important project to me. Not a cliche.
Christina stares at Oscar.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
Oscar turns away. Christina watches Oscar walk away with a stunned expression on her face. White snow blankets the ground beneath the blue sky. Text, 7 days until Christmas. Christina and friends sit at Molly's Reach.
Well, this is not ideal.
A parking ticket is not ideal. This is devastating.
Oh, you all act like it's a surprise. I've seen this coming for years.
You've only been here for 5 years.
Yeah, and I've had renter's remorse ever since. What? Oh, you guys are fine. This place just needs a makeover.
Well, your wish is about to come true.
I know, I'm so excited.
They're not gonna knock down our wharf and build a marina.
Ooh, you're in denial, Christina. It's normal for someone who's in a state of shock.
I'm serious, they're not gonna take away our shops. It's our tradition, it's our livelihood.
And we moved to anger.
I have to do something, anything.
Here comes bargaining.
She's moving through these stages much faster than I expected.
Much faster. Was I too harsh with him?
You were passionate.
Okay, here's what you need to do. You need to flirt with that cute son of his. What's his name? Adam.
Andy. No, I'm not going to do that.
Well, a little friendly fraternization with the handsome enemy never hurt anybody.
Christina, your shop has been here 25 years. Jacob's nearly as long. We grew up here. We just need to explain...
calmly and kindly.
...how important the wharf is to us.
Well, most of us.
He stares at Harriet.
Your enthusiasm will win him over.
Christina nods. Snow drifts down as Wink steps onto a balcony and leans over a railing decorated with a red and green garland. Waves lap against a snowy beach. Wink hops off the railing and goes inside. Oscar reads a newspaper with articles about the parade and the wharf development on the front. Wink enters. Andy enters on the phone.
Morning, Grandpa.
Morning, Wink.
I've been thinking.
Well, you have you?
We should get a Christmas tree.
Did you know Coatlands don't have a family?
We could give them one.
Just let me know.
She is quite the negotiator.
Yeah, I think she gets it from me.
But Mom's the lawyer.
Janice carries food.
Breakfast is ready.
Well, maybe we can go later.
Let's just see how work goes first, okay?
But Dad...
That looks delicious, Janice.
She gives Oscar fruit and yogurt.
What's this nonsense?
It's called health. Enjoy.
Wink serves herself egg.
That woman.
Andy holds back a smile.
There's a piece in today's paper. Wharf development sparks debate among local businesses. I can't imagine who would be behind that. We have to make sure this debate doesn't turn into a protest.
Well, you know, meeting with the tenants could go a long way in smoothing things over.
Oscar reaches for bacon.
Wink's going to be helping out Christina at the toy store today. We'll talk to her.
Good luck. That one's a handful.
He drops bacon.
Some cookies for Christina. Wink, you can say these are from Oscar.
Oh, now, we don't need to do that.
No, but she's a lovely girl. And a little kindness at Christmas never hurt anyone.
Janice nods and leaves.
It's like she's got X-ray vision.
Wink shrugs.
I like her.
She takes a bite of egg. Andy smiles at her. Christina stands outside of Seaside Toys and hands drinks to a couple.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
They walk away smiling as Andy and Wink walk up. Wink hands Christina cookies. Christina takes them while looking at Andy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Cookies for my grandpa?
Your grandpa, the Oscar Bittlesman, made cookies for me? It's very thoughtful of him.
Janice, I mean grandpa, said that a little kindness at Christmas can never hurt anyone. They're really delicious.
Well, please tell Janice, your grandpa, that I really appreciate it. Will you put these inside for me and I'll be right in?
Sure.
All right, kid, I'll come back and pick you up in 2 hours.
2 hours is great.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, kiddo.
You're not sticking around?
I've got a little work to do.
Right. Other shopkeepers to evict.
I really do feel bad about that. Does that mean we have to be enemies now?
I don't believe in enemies.
Good. So you know I do work with my dad, but he's the one handling this project.
So all my endearing stories about how the wharf is an important part of Nantucket's history, or that my mother started the shop 25 years ago, would be wasted on you?
Pretty much.
Harriet watches.
For consolation, my dad did buy a house here. He's technically local now.
Jacob.
So anything he does will be in the best interest of the community.
Actually, he's what we would call a wash ashore.
What?
Only born and bred Nantuckians are considered locals.
I'll let you tell him that.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't.
You do look friendly.
Definitely fraternizing.
Definitely fraternizing.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours?
Two hours.
2 hours. Got it. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Andy walks away. In the shop, Christina hands a customer a bag, then gestures to the cookie container while Wink wraps a present.
Merry Christmas. Have a cookie. Your grandpa's cookies are a hit.
We should charge for them.
Whatever happened to a little kindness at Christmas never hurt?
Oh, yeah. I'm not very good at this.
Well, no one ever became an expert in an hour.
Do you want a little tip?
Sure, why not?
Okay, so you put the box in the middle, upside down. And then fold the paper over in the middle.
Christina folds paper.
Fold down, triangle up.
Who taught you how to wrap?
My mom. We used to work here together. She painted that mural.
Christina points to framed photograph.
That's her right there.
She's pretty. My mom's pretty too.
I bet she is.
Christina furrows brow.
Is your mom with you for Christmas?
No, she's in Connecticut. Can I call her?
Of course.
She hands Wink phone.
Here you go.
Wink dials.
Thank you.
Wink walks around the shop.
Mom. Yeah, it's me.
Wink stops walking.
No, not yet. We don't even have a Christmas tree.
Christina stops rapping.
Dad said maybe later. I miss you.
Christina looks up and taps her fingers on her hand. Outside, Andy talks on a phone while walking down the sidewalk.
Went great.
Sun shines on his blonde hair.
Yeah, I'm close to town hall, but I gotta pick up Wink soon.
His walking slows and he looks in the air briefly.
Sure, Dad. I can meet with the city planners real quick. Okay.
At Seaside Toys, Christina and Wink stand behind the counter. Wink looks up at Christina.
Can I try again?
Of course. Do you remember the tip?
Fold down, triangle up.
You got it. You know, my parents split up when I was young, too. And I live with my mom, so I didn't get to see my dad very much.
Did he work a lot, too?
Sort of. He moved far away.
Christina gives Wink a small smile.
Just think how lucky you are that you have a mom and a dad who love you very much. And now you get two Christmases. It's way better than one.
Yeah, I guess so.
Sometimes change can be hard because it's different, but change is actually a good thing.
Like with you in the wharf?
Christina looks up.
Well, that's a little bit more complicated than...
Christina looks at Wink's wrapped present.
Hey, nice job.
I did it.
You did. You can show your dad your good work when he gets here.
He's always late.
Well, he's a little bit late, but I'm not worried. We still have lots of wrapping to do. And plenty of cookies to eat. You know what we need? Music.
She flips on a radio switch. Christina and Wink bob to the music as they grab wrapping supplies. Wink puts a bow on her present.
It's done.
It's perfect.
Wink spins in a circle. Wink puts tape on Christina's present.
Oh yeah.
The lights go out.
Oh no.
Christina and Wink stand outside.
You think we'll see a mermaid?
We might. They're probably watching us right now.
I want to see one.
Me too.
Christina points.
But the only place I know for sure there's been a mermaid sighting is in Mermaid Cove, right over there.
Can we go there?
We should probably ask your dad.
Andy walks up.
Ask Dad what?
Dad! Real mermaids!
Cool. Sorry, I'm late. Kind of got held up.
We were just finishing the last of the Christmas cookies. Although we probably could have gone for lunch if we knew what time you were actually coming.
Yeah, that's my bad. Sorry. Still hungry?
I'm full on cookies.
Sugar high. Noted. Saw you closed early. Everything okay?
Yeah, just a minor electrical issue.
She lost all power. It was crazy.
Wow. Well, do you have an electrician coming?
Absolutely.
She nods.
In 2 days.
You're not going to have power for 2 days?
This time of year is pretty busy with Christmas light mishaps. I'm thinking I'll use it to my advantage and bring back flashlights. Make it an in-store scavenger hunt.
We could do that, or I could just take a look. You know, they don't call me a Handy Andy for nothing.
No one calls you that, Dad.
Someone called me that. Was.
Andy stands in front of a fuse box wrapped with strings with pieces of duct tape.
How's it going over there?
Just navigating my way through all the duct tape and string.
String adds character.
Only it added power.
He grabs several wires.
You know, I think you could find a pretty nice shop somewhere on Main Street with things like heat, electricity, no strings attached.
Very funny. There's nothing wrong with being a little antique.
Yeah, well... more like archaic.
He wraps the wire ends together with tape. Lights turn on.
Did you look at that?
Way to go, Dad.
Well, I fixed it temporarily, but I'm not sure how long it'll hold.
Well, that's okay. I've got more duct tape.
I'm sure you do. But seriously, you might want to consider moving.
Besides trying to get me out of here, thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
How did you learn to do that?
Well, when you work on a few developments, you learn a thing or two along the way.
Well, I feel like I should repay you.
That's honestly not necessary. Besides, I feel like I kind of owe you anyway.
Her smile fades. He looks at Wink.
Well, it is time to get you home for dinner.
He grabs his coat.
I heard you don't have a tree yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Perhaps tomorrow I can help. I know the local secret spot.
Wink grins.
Come on, Dad, please.
And he nods.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Wink grabs her coat.
Bye, Christina.
Bye, thanks for your help.
Bye.
Andy and Wink leave. Text, 6 days until Christmas. Wink touches trees while Christina and Andy follow her. The adults stop walking as Wink continues to search.
I'm surprised and glad that you made it.
Well, as Washer Shores aren't going to turn down an invite to a local secret spot. So, what are you, some kind of Christmas tree expert?
I've been known to dabble. Christmas is my favorite time of year. There's something so hopeful about Christmas.
Yeah, you sound just like Wink.
Well, kids see the world with such openness. It's how we all were before the world hardened us.
And he shrugs.
You don't seem hardened.
Oh, me, I'm not. I meant in general.
Wink touches a tree and turns around.
Wow, this one's huge!
See, Nordic spruce.
This is a great tree, but Nordics drop a lot of needles, and I'm not sure Janice or your grandfather would like that very much.
Definitely not.
So, can we keep looking? You know, no reason to settle on the first one we see.
Yes, we will be Christmas tree connoisseurs.
Yeah.
Circling back to your father.
We're circling back now, are we?
Yeah, you like how I did that?
Very similar.
What are my chances of changing his mind about the wharf?
Honestly, not great. I met with the city planners yesterday, which is actually why I was late.
I thought this was your father's project.
It is. He asked me to do a favor, and he's a hard one to say no to.
She presses lips together.
At the meeting, there were people that thought the new marina would be a good thing. You know, it could provide a lot of jobs.
Well, shutting down the shutters.
He tilts his head.
They're my wharf friends. It's a nickname we got because all of our shops are converted fishermen sheds.
The shutters, I'm picturing matching jean jackets.
No, Harriet would never approve. She runs Nantucket Couture, but she considers herself to be high fashion. She's actually the most open to moving.
I'm liking the sound of this, Harriet.
What if we want to stay?
Well, your rent would be adjusted to market rates. It could be a year or two before the new marina's ready.
So either way, we have to leave and our rent goes up.
Andy nods, then pulls out his phone.
Look, I understand this is your business, but...
Technically, I'm not involved.
Yet it kind of seems like you are.
He looks away.
This isn't about profit for me.
Well, then what's it about?
She licks her lips.
My family's been here for 3 generations. My mom opened the store when I was 7. It was her vision, and now it's mine.
Wink grins.
Do you think that's why Mom didn't grab his house?
Christina and Andy walk over to her. Wink keeps her hand on the tree.
Wow, what is it?
Noble Fir. I like the name.
Noble Firs are my favorite. They have the strongest branches and the best smell. You gotta try it.
Christina and Wink lean in to smell the tree. Andy puts his arms out.
We have a winner!
Yay!
Oscar's house.
Could you get the door for us, Wink?
Andy and Christina carry tree.
Thanks,
sweetie.
Oh.
Don't fall.
Watch that.
Wow, this place is beautiful.
Yeah, my dad has always been great at hiring people with good taste.
Can I give Christina a tour?
How about we get the tree set up first, kiddo?
Are you sure I should stay? I'm gonna make the best first impression with your dad.
But we want you here.
Yeah, I mean, who's gonna help us decorate if not the Christmas expert, huh?
Okay.
All right. The living room is this way.
What do we have here?
A Christmas tree.
All right.
Night. The tree is wound with lights and red ribbons. Janice hands Wink and Andy golden ornaments to hang. Christina hangs an ornament up high. Andy watches as she places a red ribbon. Christina and Wink work together to hang an ornament. Andy and Wink look through a box together. Christina and Janice smile as they place ribbons on the tree. Wink and Andy give thumbs up. The tree is covered in ornaments and ribbons. Andy grabs his phone.
I gotta take this. I'll be right back. Hey, Ben, you got the paperwork?
Oh, that's the shortbread.
Janice walks away.
All right. We'll let her know we got a deadline.
There's only one left.
Lighthouse topper.
Huh. Let him know. How are we going to get that on the tree?
Dad?
Okay.
Could you help us?
Yeah. 1 minute, okay? Sorry, Ben. What was that?
You know, I haven't been keeping up with my medicine ball lunges, but I think I can give it a shot.
Christina pats shoulders. Wink gets on her back.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Wink puts topper on tree.
Got it.
It fits. Good job.
Wink gets down.
Dad, look. It's done.
Yes, I can see that.
Oscar looks at tree.
Oh, Grandpa. We got a tree.
And you decorated it.
Oh. I thought it was okay.
Where'd the tree come from?
It was my idea.
Why am I not surprised?
Mr. Bittlesman, I know it's not my place, but how can you not love it? It's beautiful and it's Christmas.
You're right. It's not your place.
Christina's smile falls.
Oh, hey, Dad.
I see you didn't waste any time.
Andy's brow furrows and his eyes widen as he looks at the topper. Oscar looks at him. Christina's gaze drops.
I should go.
But I thought you could stay to read our story. It's Christmas tradition.
I'd love to, but it's getting late.
Shortbread is ready.
Janice walks in with a tray. Oscar looks around.
If you'll excuse me, I've had a long day. Good evening.
Oscar turns and walks away. Janice looks at the others.
I'll call a cab.
No.
Andy shakes his head.
I'll give you a ride.
But I thought we were going to read the story.
When I get back, okay?
Wink looks at the floor. A car stops in front of a decorated shop.
You can stop here. My house is just up those stairs. Well, thanks for the ride.
Andy looks at Christina and nods.
I'm sorry. I was trying to help and I made a mess.
It's not your fault.
Does your dad hate Christmas or something?
No. No, it's just... We used to do this big thing with my mom. She was always the one who initiated it.
You think he wanted to be involved?
Honestly, I think it was a lighthouse tree topper.
Christina blinks.
My mom got it, and they had this tradition of putting it on the tree together.
And then he walked in and saw me putting it on with Wink. I feel awful.
There's no way you could have known. Besides, Wink had a blast. So.
It was really fun. Wink is so great.
Yeah. You know, this is her first Christmas with just me.
All you can do is just be there for her.
I'm trying. That's why we're here.
The corner of his mouth turns up. He grabs his phone.
Does your phone always do that?
It's just work. Sorry. What was I saying?
Don't people know what time it is?
He shakes head.
It's fine. I have a few developments going on in New York with my dad retiring. It just seems like work's never been busier.
Sounds stressful.
He raises an eyebrow. She looks down.
You know, nobody ever said in their final moments, I wish I worked more.
She stares at Andy.
Sometimes it's just about knowing what matters most to you.
He looks at her. His eyes dart away, then back to her face. Oscar sits in a cream-colored armchair and gazes up at the decorated Christmas tree. Andy walks into the room and looks up at the tree.
It wasn't her place to get the tree and decorate it.
Andy looks down and opens his mouth before speaking.
Listen, Dad, I'm sorry we went and got the tree without you. It was not intentional. And Christina had no idea that the tree topper was something you and Mom used to do together. She feels awful.
I was Wink's age when we'd stay on the island for the summer.
I forgot he used to come here as a kid.
My dad loved this island. But he could never afford a place like this. I swore one day I would buy it.
And you did. It's pretty inspiring.
When life and work got busy, the lighthouse was your mother's way of reminding me of our visits here. The simpler times. The peace. That everything will be okay.
Andy looks down and nods. Oscar rubs his hands on the chair armrests.
I had a great meeting with the other wharf dwellers tonight.
He presses his lips together.
They're willing to listen.
Christina's a good person, Dad.
She and I see things differently.
And when did that become such a bad thing?
She has a way of acting without thinking about the consequences.
Andy blinks and looks away.
Maybe you need to go talk to her. Hear her out. I think you'll see you two aren't so different.
Better if you talk to her for me.
Andy's mouth tightens.
Sure, Dad.
Oscar looks back at the tree.
Good night.
Andy walks away with his hands in his pockets. Oscar continues to stare at the tree topper. Andy peeks into Wink's room. Wink lies in bed with her eyes closed. The lamp on her nightstand is on. He walks into the room. There is a large red book under Wink's arm. Andy slides his phone from his pocket. He opens a picture of Christina, Wink and him with the tree. He smiles. He glances at Wink and then back at his phone. Wink rolls over with her eyes still closed. Andy puts his phone away. He slowly bends over and kisses Wink on the temple. He stands up while still looking down at her with a small smile. Text, 5 days until Christmas. Wink mixes something in a bowl.
There you are. You're up early.
Janice is teaching me how to make cookies for my cookie business.
Make sure there's no bumpy spots.
A little entrepreneur. You know you're going to be such an expert, maybe you can teach me?
I already told Mama I would teach her.
Andy opens his mouth, then looks at Janice.
You hungry, Andy? I've got pancakes.
Thanks, Janice, but I'll probably just grab something in town. I have a little Christmas business to do.
Wink keeps mixing the dough.
Hey, Wink, I'll be back later.
Okay, Dad.
We can do something, you and me?
Sure, Dad.
Andy looks up at Janice. Janice smiles at Wink. Andy looks away.
Janice, could you let my dad know? I'll give him a call.
Yeah, he's already at meetings in town.
Oh, well, that's never a good sign when the retired guy gets to work. I better go. Bye, sweetie.
Bye, Andy.
Bye, Janice.
Bye, Dad.
Andy turns back as Wink continues to mix the dough. Molly's rage. Jacob stands in front of the counter wearing a black top hat and vest.
Can you believe this vest, eh?
I know.
You know what? I think apparently Dickens might have worn this.
Good morning.
Christina enters.
How do I look? Scroogey enough?
Very Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yes! I'm doing a one-man show of A Christmas Carol today when I debut my new theater troupe during the Christmas Carol and Stroll.
You have a theater troupe?
So apparently this is a near replica of the original stage production of A Christmas Carol. Your bonnet, sir?
I think I'll stick with this one.
Okay.
What is going on?
Harriet's my costume designer.
You know what they say. If it's good enough for Broadway, it's good enough for me.
You two seem unnaturally chipper today.
Well, we might have had a casual encounter with the Oscar Biddlesman last night, and he might have made us an incredible offer.
And we might have taken it.
What? You took it? What was it?
It's a very enticing cash bonus if we leave by the end of the year.
That's in less than 2 weeks.
Emphasis on very enticing.
And now we can follow our dreams, hence the new theater troupe.
I can't believe Oscar Biddlesman thinks he can just buy people out.
But what if I win a Tony?
Christina leaves. She walks beside the water. Andy stands in front of her in the sunshine.
I need your help.
Well, that's a new approach.
They walk together. Inside Seaside Toys.
Look at that. No flickering.
Like a brand new place.
Andy picks up a monkey stuffed animal.
Where's Wink?
Baking with Janice. Thought I'd get her a gift while I had a minute.
Hence needing my help.
He raises the monkey in the air.
Think she'd like this?
Christina shakes her head. He nods.
I heard your dad met with the other shedders last night.
I didn't know he was going to do that.
He picks up the craft kit.
How about this?
Christina wrinkles nose.
Did you also not know about the very enticing cash bonus?
Andy raises his eyebrows.
Is that why you're really here?
My dad did ask me to talk to you, but it's not like that, honestly. What if I helped you find a new place?
For someone claiming to not be involved, you are awfully involved.
I just want to help.
I don't need your help.
Christina walks away. Andy blinks. Christina hands him a mermaid doll.
This is what you'd like.
Right.
He looks at her.
Good call.
He steps back.
Thank you.
Her friends enter.
I'm not ready to leave.
Seriously, what can I do?
Attention all! We must make haste. It's time for the Christmas Carol and Stroll, a Christmas Carol edition.
Jacob hands Christina two booklets.
Good job.
Is this all part of the Seaside Noel?
The friends leave.
Yes.
They walk down street.
Come on. Let's go.
And I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year. And I will live in the past, the present, and the future. And now we sing. Join in if you know it.
They sing while walking down the street. Christina and Andy walk slowly behind Jacob, Harriet, and their other friend.
Look at how cute each shop.
I know what you're doing. I'm aware of how cute this town is, and if there are real estate options, I probably know about those as well.
Well, did you know about this?
Andy points.
There's a notary public that moved in there. The space next to it is free. And do you know what the street doesn't have?
Why don't you tell me?
A toy store. It's the perfect location. Plenty of foot traffic.
Next to a notary?
They keep walking.
Christina, I really believe the work we do makes a difference in communities, or I wouldn't do it. And I think the offer was fair, the others wouldn't consider it.
Yes, but just because other people are doing something doesn't make it right.
Would you really be willing to sacrifice everything to go down on a sinking ship?
The wharf isn't sinking.
She looks at him with her arms out.
Okay, maybe it is a little bit, but that's part of its charm.
Andy stares at her. They stop walking.
I want to show you something.
She turns around.
Where are you going?
She turns toward him.
It's an adventure.
You know I have work to do.
You don't have to come. That's the beauty of being free, Andy. You can do whatever you want. Just follow your joy.
She walks away. He jogs after her.
All right, wait up.
They walk along a pebble beach covered in logs.
How are those shoes working for you?
A little heads up would have helped.
Sorry. I like to be prepared for anything. You never know what the day's gonna bring.
Oh, yeah? What might today bring?
I guess we'll find out.
Gray cloudy sky.
Oh, it really is sunny, isn't it?
They stop walking.
So, why are we here?
Her hair flutters in the breeze.
My mom ran the toy store for nearly my whole life. And when I was old enough, I ran it with her. Every day I looked forward to going to work because I could be anything I wanted to be when I was with her. It may look like a shed to some people, but to me, there's magic within those four walls.
That's really beautiful. But
this is my fourth Christmas without my mom around. And the only place I can still feel her presence is at the shop and here. This is Mermaid Cove.
She looks out over the gray water and rocky shore.
My mom used to say, if you see a mermaid, your troubles will fade and blessings will find you.
Andy looks at her.
You ever seen one?
Still waiting.
Andy smiles. Christina turns to him.
Wink wants to come here. This could be something you give her. Sometimes an adventure that creates lasting memories is the best kind of gift.
Don't you run a toy store?
She nods.
Look, it's a great idea. I don't think Wink wants anything to do with it.
Of course she does. She loves you. She just probably thinks that you're too busy with work.
I did work a lot during my marriage. What Wink doesn't get is everything I did was for her.
His brow is wrinkled.
Our business, our company was very busy, and my dad was a workaholic, and he passed on that work ethic to me.
He puts a lot of pressure on you.
He has high expectations, but for good reason. He's done some amazing things. It could just be kind of tough to juggle sometimes.
Sounds like impossible shoes to fill. Have you thought about just being you?
Yeah, easier said than done.
I have a brilliant idea. We're taking Wink to the gingerbread contest. It'll be good for you to have some fun for once.
I have fun.
You're wearing a suit at the beach.
But are we really doing this again?
She walks away and he stumbles as he follows her down the beach. Molly's Reach.
This is the spot.
Andy holds the door open for Christina and Wink. They enter.
Now, are you sure you're not all cookied out from today?
It's totally different, Dad.
Totally different.
Andy smiles.
All right. So, where do we sit?
Oh, over there. There's Molly and Dora.
Her friend.
Ah, you did make it.
I
wouldn't deprive Nantucket these gingerbread house making skills.
Pretty confident, are we?
Well, you're not going to win 2 years in a row, Molly. Not on my watch.
Young girl looks at Molly.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Andy and Wink. This is my oldest and dearest friend, Molly, and her daughter, Dora. And this piece of Eden is Molly's cafe.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Welcome.
You guys can sit here if you want.
It's like a good spot to me.
The table is topped with cookie decorating supplies.
My mom and I went last year for building Santa's reindeer stables.
Wow, really?
What are you guys going to build?
We are going to build the Biddlesman home.
We are? But it's humongous.
I know, which means we're going to need a lot of gingerbread and icing. Lots and lots of icing.
Don't forget the candy canes. Definitely candy canes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 44th annual Seaside Noel Gingerbread House Contest, hosted this year by my new theater troupe.
Jacob puts his hands up and opens his mouth wide. Harriet waves.
Yes, now every team will get 1 hour to complete their gingerbread houses, and we will be judging on creativity, execution, and Christmas spirit.
Me and my judgy partner,
I'm
Harriet...
I'm not judgy.
Judging partner, Harriet, will be around to check your progress. So, good luck. And ready,
ready.
Set, build!
There's a magic
in the air. Wink and other children in the room talk to their parents. Molly applies frosting to gingerbread. Andy places a wall of a gingerbread house while Wink talks. Molly applies frosting to the side of a gingerbread sleigh. Wink squeezes white frosting next to their gingerbread structure. Other children and parents decorate with red and green frosting. Christina applies green frosting around a small green cone. Wink places a small frosting tree in front of a cookie house with pink roof tiles, red and white window frames and tiny stones leading to a door with a wreath. Andy gives Christina a high five. Andy grabs his phone. Wink rolls her eyes.
I've been waiting for this.
Roof caves in.
We've got 1 more minute!
Dad, it collapsed! Help!
Andy looks at Wink, puts his phone away, and grabs a cookie.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna save this ship.
He applies a squiggle of yellow frosting.
All right, let's get those final touches on.
Nearing the finish line.
Okay, folks, icing down. The judging round will now commence. Judging round.
Children and parents sit behind gingerbread creations. Jacob and Harriet approach Molly's table.
Oh, I like this. Very creative. But I think Mrs. Claus needs to be in the sleigh too.
Molly shakes head. Cookie construction signs sit in front of the Cookie Biddlesman house.
Ooh, now that hits close to home.
Very meta.
Harriet and Jacob quietly talk to each other.
We have reached our decision.
Yes. The winner of this year's Seaside Noel Gingerbread House Contest goes to Wink, Andy, and Christina.
Oh. We did it!
At Oscar's house.
Oh, nice work, girl.
Thank you. We all did it.
I thought we were going to lose.
Did Dad have a genius idea? You're going to love it. Tell Dad.
It was nothing, really. I mean, Wink did all the creative work. I just pulled out the old business card.
He literally saved the day. Even Christina was impressed, too.
Sounds like an eventful night.
You might like to join the family business, too.
She has quite a knack for it.
Would I be able to work with you?
I would love that. All right, time to get washed up for bed.
Could you read our story?
Of course.
Andy grabs phone.
Oh. Wink, it's your mom.
Mom! We won the gingerbread house contest.
Oh, honey, I'm so proud of you.
Dad was amazing.
Really? I'm so glad you're having fun. I was just adding some decorations to the tree, and I missed you.
I miss you, too. Oh, we got a tree, too. Christina helped us find one.
Christina?
She owns a toy store. She's been helping us a lot lately.
That's nice.
Andy walks into the room.
Oh, I gotta go. Dad's about to read me a bedtime story.
Wink smiles.
Come on. Get those PJs on, huh?
Oscar looks at Andy and Wink in bed.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their...
heads.
Mom in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
Oscar smiles and walks away. Text, 4 days until Christmas.
It needs something.
It's missing something.
tonight? Missing something.
Should I have gone with the crystal? I mean, you weren't impressed.
So,
closing sale sign at Harriet Shop.
You're really doing it.
The Nantucket Theater Troupe is officially opening downtown.
Downtown.
Wow, can't believe it.
Well, we thought you might have changed your mind as well after seeing you canoodling with Bittlesman last night. The sparks were definitely flying.
Mm-hmm. What? No.
She touches hair.
We weren't... I was helping his daughter.
Helping his daughter.
That's what they call it. Honey, sparks don't discriminate. Mm-hmm.
Christina scowls. Jacob and Harriet look at each other.
She'll come around.
Yes, she will.
Christina approaches Molly as she clears a table at Molly's reach.
Please tell me you're staying.
Actually, I have been thinking...
Not you too.
Christina sits down on a couch.
Just hear me out.
Molly sits next to her.
I found a vacancy near Main Street, and
I... Next to the notary?
I know, it's not great. But there isn't anything else available. I have to think about what's best for Dora.
Molly shakes her head.
I think I should consider it.
No, absolutely. As much as I don't want to lose you, I think you should do it.
What's Andy been saying?
It's very confusing. He says he's not involved, but yet he's always there doing his father's bidding.
Christina rolls eyes.
His dad is a challenge.
What's the deal with you two?
I find it best to avoid Oscar.
I meant Andy.
Christina shrugs.
No deal.
Molly raises her eyebrows.
His daughter's great.
And yet you light up whenever you talk about him.
Here we go.
You can't stay an island forever.
Nantucket is an island.
I wasn't talking about Nantucket.
Okay, I gotta go to work.
Molly looks into Christina's eyes.
You haven't dated a guy in ages.
For good reason. There's not a lot of good prospects here.
Which is exactly why it's good to branch out a bit. Just don't shut down. Your mom wouldn't want that.
Christina looks away.
My mom wouldn't want me to lose the shop either. So my priority right now is keeping it afloat, literally.
Christina walks away. She takes a cookie from the counter.
Thanks for the cookie.
Have a good day.
Christina smiles. Janice cleans up cookie baking supplies.
How are you so good at this?
Andy and Wink decorate cookies.
Decorating's my favorite part.
Yeah? I think eating is gonna be mine.
Oscar enters.
Grandpa, wanna decorate with us?
No sense tempting me if I'm not allowed to eat it.
Actually, we have some delicious sugar-free options coming right up for you.
Ooh, goody.
Andy smiles.
So, Dad, Janice was saying you two used to know each other.
Yeah. Her parents' place was down the road from where we would stay. I'd see her on the beach.
We were a lot younger back then. A little older than you, Wink.
Really? That's cool.
Janice was much cooler than me.
Ah, but look at you now.
Andy looks between Janice and Oscar as Oscar stares at Janice and gives her a small smile. Oscar turns to Andy.
Did you talk to Christina?
She's not interested in the offer.
Why am I not surprised? I've had just about enough of her trouble. Now, I have a meeting to get to.
Dad, what if there was some way we could make it work? Make everyone happy?
That's impossible. We're tearing down the whole wharf, not part.
Andy looks away.
Is there something between you two?
No, of course not. She's become a friend, okay, to me and Link. That's it. I'm just looking out for a friend.
Now, even if it undermines your father?
That's not what I'm doing.
Andy presses lips together.
You know what? Link and I have the day off together, and I don't want to ruin it with work.
All right. We'll discuss it later.
Okay.
Andy, Wink, and Janice stand outside the old Christmas movie matinee.
Okay. What do we want to get? Popcorn, roasted chestnuts, or something sweet?
Wink looks at the ground.
How about I grab the tickets inside while you decide?
All right. Thanks, Janice.
Wink looks up at Andy when he speaks.
You know, Wink, I know this Christmas has been harder without your mom. You acted out a bit at the toy store.
I don't know why I stole. I'm sorry I did that.
Well, not that it's all right, but I understand, okay? And regardless of what Grandpa said, I wouldn't do anything to hurt you. You know that, right?
I think so.
You're the most important person in my life. And even though I haven't been great at showing it in the past, you're my top priority.
And Mom?
Your mom is a wonderful person and my friend. And she'll always be the angel that gave me you.
Wink smiles and turns toward the counter.
I think we should get popcorn and roasted chestnuts.
Both?
Molly and Dora.
Okay, young lady, you're twisting my arm.
Wink, hi. Hey, Dora.
Andy turns around.
Hi.
Have you heard from Christina?
No, not today. Why?
She's not answering her phone. It's not a big deal, but it's not like her to miss the movie. I think she's still at the shop. She's been taking it pretty hard.
Oh.
Why don't you go check on her?
Oh, no, I don't want to leave Wink.
Nonsense, I can watch Wink.
Come on, Dad, you have to go find her. I can stay here with Dora.
You sure?
Yeah, and you know, there's no rush. You've got hours of movie fun ahead.
All right, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Have fun, kiddo.
Bye, Dad. Love you.
Love you, too.
Inside Seaside Toys, Christina looks down at papers in her hands while someone stands at the door trying to exit.
You just pull the latch 3 times. It should open.
The door opens.
There you go. Easy peasy. Merry Christmas.
Andy steps inside the open door and cranes his neck. He slowly walks up behind Christina.
Hey.
She turns around.
Hi.
She puts her papers down.
Looking for more presents for Wink?
Actually, I was looking for you. Molly mentioned you might be here.
You saw Molly?
Yeah. Janice, Wink, and I were headed to the Christmas movie and bumped into her and Dora.
Oh, so you got dumped?
Not exactly. Molly was a little concerned about you, so, what you working on?
Oh, just my big pitch to save the wharf.
She looks at the papers.
How's it going?
She speaks without making eye contact.
Well, I'm the only one left, so could be better.
Andy nods.
This isn't a last-ditch effort to get me to move, is it?
I promise it's not. I was just wondering what you're up to.
She squints while looking at him.
Do you like s'mores?
They walk along a beach.
Yeah.
Andy is blindfolded.
Okay, you're doing great. Just a little bit further.
You know, when you said s'mores, I didn't realize that meant hiking through rocky terrain with a blindfold.
It's s'mores Nantucket style.
Oh.
At least you're wearing better shoes this time. You trust me, don't you?
Is that a trick question?
Okay, stop.
Right here?
Yes. Okay.
She turns him toward water.
Breathe that in.
He takes a deep breath. She removes his blindfold. A red and white lighthouse stands across the water in front of them.
Nantucket Lighthouse.
You said it was a special spot for your mom.
Andy faces Christina.
Thank you.
She smiles. They look back out over the water.
So where is this fire pit for the s'mores?
Right there.
You are lucky I was a Boy Scout.
Night, Christina holds a marshmallow over fire.
So peaceful.
The marshmallow catches on fire.
Whoa, marshmallow's done.
Okay, well, it was peaceful.
Okay. Thanks. So,
she hands him supplies.
Take a graham cracker.
Okay.
And then you need red and green M&Ms. Like that. And then...
She takes the marshmallow and presses it between 2 graham crackers, then grins. He lifts the s'more.
Ta-da!
Very nice.
A Christmas s'more.
Once again, good call.
He opens mouth.
It might be hot.
Oh.
Careful.
He blows on the s'more.
My mom used to say, life's too short to not find joy, so I try to look for some every day.
That can be really challenging to remember when life gets tough.
I know.
She looks in the distance.
You ever been married?
No. I came close once, but he didn't believe in marriage.
Wow.
Until he met someone else while we were dating.
Andy stares at her.
That's rough.
Yeah.
She shakes head.
Part of me knew he wasn't the one. It was just a feeling, you know?
Yeah.
We didn't have that connection.
They stare at each other.
Well, you deserve someone who recognizes how incredible you are.
Thanks.
She smiles. Her smile tightens.
But you don't know me that well, so...
I know. It's just a feeling.
They look at each other.
You know, my dad asked me today if there was something between us.
She nods and looks away.
My friends ask the same thing.
People can be so nosy. They just need to learn to mind their own business.
Totally.
She shakes her head, then looks up at Andy.
What'd you tell him?
He glances at her.
No. Of course.
She looks away and smiles.
Yeah, of course. Me too.
Andy presses his lips together.
I mean, you just got divorced. It's probably the last thing on your mind.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
And then there's all the stuff with your dad. I mean, talk about complicated.
So, we're in agreement.
Yeah.
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 She wraps her arms tighter around herself.
You cold?
No, I'm fine.
No. Don't be silly. Let me do this for you.
He lifts a blanket from behind them and puts it around her shoulders.
There.
She looks into his eyes.
You're really sweet.
You're beautiful.
Her mouth falls open. She glances at his lips. They move toward each other and close their eyes as their lips meet. Firelight flickers on their cheeks. Christina pulls inches away and smiles.
What were we talking about?
I don't remember.
Andy shakes his head and closes the distance between them to kiss Christina again.
Okay, spill the beans.
Molly's.
All of them.
There are no beans to spill.
Molly said that when he picked up his daughter last night, Andy looked like the emoji with heart eyes.
Molly grins slyly.
Okay, there may have been a kiss.
Okay, but did he convince you to move?
What? No. It's not like that. Andy is wonderful. I actually have some ideas for rehabilitation that don't require full destruction.
I would be open to that.
Which means I have to talk to Oscar and apologize. I'm going to take responsibility for my part in this and hope that he hears me.
What can we do to help?
Nothing, just make sure everything is perfect at the Snowball tonight.
Jacob snaps.
The theater troupe is at your service. It'll be my best work.
Christina smiles. Text, 3 days until Christmas. Andy's family approaches Jacob wearing formal wear.
Good evening, sir. Welcome to the highly anticipated Snowball, featuring the Festival of Trees.
Thank you, Jacob. Come on, sweetie.
Good evening.
Evening.
I hope you'll save a dance for me.
Oh, well, we'll see what we can do.
Come in.
Christina frowns.
It's all gonna work out.
What if it doesn't?
Christina! You look so beautiful.
Thank you, Wink. So do you.
Andy looks at her.
You all look beautiful tonight.
You're looking pretty sharp yourself.
Oh, thank you.
It's okay, Dad. You can go and dance with her. I'm gonna go hang out with Dora.
Dora waves.
Okay, just stay inside, all right?
Okay.
The girls walk away. Andy offers his hand.
Would you like to dance?
I'd love to.
Andy leads her to the dance floor. They put their arms around each other and sway.
This is all amazing.
He looks at a tree covered in clumps of white fluff.
Is that tree covered in cotton?
It's a fog tree.
Oh.
It's an homage to the Gray Lady. Which is a nickname for Nantucket, because we get the fog.
Ah, got it.
And this is a lighthouse tree, to help us see clearly.
Tree wrapped in red and white fabric.
Very clever.
Clever enough to win over your father?
Oscar and Janice stand together. Andy looks over at them.
I don't think so.
Maybe I should talk to him.
Janice watches Oscar walk away.
Yeah.
Christina approaches Oscar at the dessert table.
The short bit's actually quite good.
You're holding up the development.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. But first, let me apologize for getting off on the wrong foot. The tree, the lighthouse, I had that decorated for you. A little kindness at Christmas never hurt.
Oscar looks away.
With that said, I would love to discuss the idea I have for restoring the wharf instead of destroying it.
You don't put a Band-Aid on a root canal. You need to drill down to the root and start again. The wharf is in no shape for cosmetic repairs. Frankly, it's not safe.
There has to be a way that we can find a compromise here.
You mean like distracting my son?
Her mouth falls open.
I promise you, I have genuine feelings for Andy, and I would never do anything to hurt him or Wink. I actually have a really personal reason, but this is so important to me.
Christina, this is my business. I can't just change an entire development schedule and plan based on one person's personal request.
I can't lose my shop. Please. It's everything to me. And I think you're coming from the same place. I need you to understand. It's my legacy. It's my tradition.
No, I need you to understand. All of this is not going to change anything. The decision is final.
Her jaw trembles. She drops her gaze, then walks away. She grabs her phone from a table and nearly collides with Andy as she turns around.
Leaving?
I tried, Andy. He said no.
there was any way I could fix this, please know that I would.
The shop is all I have of her.
You think if you lose the shop, you're going to lose your mom?
She painted the mural. Her love is seeped into every ounce and fabric of that place. It's what made me who I am.
You're so much more than the shop.
Am I?
Andy swallows.
Every memory I have is connected to that place. I don't know who I am without it.
Please, what if I want you to stay?
How can this work between us when your dad and I are at such an impasse?
She walks away. Andy watches her leave, then quickly walks over to the dessert table and stands in front of Oscar. Janice watches them from across the room.
What did you say to her, Dad?
Nothing she hasn't already heard. She needs to stop manipulating him.
She is not manipulating me.
No, it's her personal reasons that's not allowing this development to move forward.
You're doing it for all the same reasons. Why can't you see that?
What are you going on about?
You're doing it for Mom. She's doing it for her mom. You're both trying to preserve a legacy. You need to look in the mirror, Dad.
You're just defending her because you have feelings for her.
Andy licks his lips.
So what if I do? Maybe you wouldn't punish me for moving on if you didn't feel guilty about caring for Janice.
Oscar bites his lip and furrows his brow.
Do whatever you want.
Andy shakes his head.
Everyone deserves to be happy, Dad. That includes you.
Andy turns and walks away. He approaches Wink and puts his arm around her.
Come on, kiddo. Let's go dance.
Janice watches Wink leave, then looks at Oscar. Daytime. Text, 2 days until Christmas. Christina sits on a rock beneath a gray cloudy sky. She watches gray waves lap against the shore with a worried expression. Wind blows her auburn hair.
I'm sorry, Mom. I tried. I did everything I could.
She takes a breath and her lip trembles. She presses her lips together then licks them.
I just don't know how to fix this.
She closes her eyes and tilts her head back slightly as she speaks.
Please just show me what to do.
She takes a breath and opens her eyes. Her eyes scan the gray water. Her purple scarf flutters in the sea breeze. Oscar sits on a wooden beach chair with his hands clasped in his lap. Janice walks down the path toward him with two mugs in her hands. She stops next to a second beach chair and smiles, then hands him a mug.
Thought you might need this. A little hot chocolate to keep you warm.
What's in it? Carob?
No. It's the real thing.
She sits next to him.
Thank you, Janice. You're good to me when I don't deserve it.
You're right. Sometimes your actions don't deserve it. You're a good man underneath all those layers. Luckily, you pay good money to keep me patient.
He smiles.
Smiling suits you.
I was rash with Christina and with Andy. I overreacted and stepped in business that wasn't mine. I just don't want Andy to get hurt.
Your heart's in the right place. But you know, I've known Christina a long time, and hers is too.
Apparently, she and I aren't that different.
He presses lips together.
I was just so blinded by wanting to honor my wife's legacy with the war, but I couldn't see that she was doing the same thing.
I think your wife knows how much you love her, and nothing and no one will ever replace her. But Christina makes Andy happy. Shouldn't that be a good thing?
That's what Andy says.
Oscar speaks without looking at Janice.
And he also said, you make me happy.
She grins.
Do I?
He looks at her.
Do I have to say it?
Well, a woman likes to hear it.
You make me happy, Janice.
Once more, but with feeling.
He leans toward her. They wrap their free hands around each other and kiss. Wink fixes a bow to a reindeer decoration outdoors. Andy stands next to her without moving. She looks up at him.
How does the bow look, Dad? Dad?
He blinks and turns toward her.
Oh. Sorry, sweetie. What were you saying?
Are you thinking about Christina?
What makes you think that?
Well, when you're working, you're always on your phone.
He wrinkles his brow.
It's okay if you like her, Dad. I like her too, and I like it here.
He nods.
I like being here too.
So if you wanted to come here more often, that'd be okay with me.
Really? When did you get so wise and grown, huh? You must get it from your mom.
I think I get it from you.
Oscar walks toward them. Andy wraps Wink in a hug.
I love you so much.
I love you too, Dad.
They look at Oscar.
Now, what are you two up to?
Sitting up the reindeer. Does it look good?
It sure does.
It's gonna look even better when it's all lit up at night, huh?
Andy blinks and leans toward Oscar.
Hey, Dad, look, I'm sorry.
You have nothing to apologize for. I'm proud of you for standing up for what's important to you. I know you'll do a great job running point on this development.
Dad, I thought the work was the last job Dad gave to Mom.
It's time for me to retire. For real. But it's going to need someone here who cares and will do it justice for the community. Which means you'd need to spend more time in Nantucket. What do you think?
Wink grins. Andy holds out his hand for Oscar to shake. They hug and Wink hugs them.
Hey, let me in on this hug.
Andy puts his head on Wink's.
Thanks, Dad. Well, I don't know how Christina's gonna take it. Actually, you know what? I could use your help.
Whatever you need.
Andy nods. Christina walks up the stairs toward her house as wind blows snowflakes around her. The wind blows her scarf onto the ground. She leans down to pick it up. As she brushes it clean, she looks up. A for lease sign hangs above Christina's head. She stares at the sign. On the railing next to it are signs for a place called the Pink House Bistro and a sushi restaurant. Behind the railing is a large pink multi-story building with white trim. Christina looks down and pulls her phone out of her pocket. She glances at the for lease sign again and dials something on her phone. She holds the phone to her ear and looks at the for lease sign once more.
Hey, Molly. I think I have a solution.
She smiles slightly.
Did you know the Pink Bistro was closing?
She grins.
What do you think about us sharing the space?
She smiles at the pink building. Text, one day until Christmas. Seaside Toys. Christina packs mermaid dolls into a cardboard box. She picks up the photograph of her mother and looks at it, then places it on top of the dolls. Christina stares as Oscar walks in and stands in front of her.
Mr. Bittlesman.
This is a cute place.
Don't worry, I'm leaving.
That's not why I'm here. I know I didn't make it easy on you.
No, not really.
You know, I was supposed to retire. Doctor's orders. Except I was stubborn. Took one last job to honor my wife. No matter the cost of my health or those around me. I know my wife wouldn't be happy if she knew how I was acting.
We all have our good reasons for doing the things we do. I'm realizing it's just how we go about it.
I understand now how important these four walls are to you. I promise you, though, they'll never compare to the memories of your mom that you hold in your heart.
She tears up.
It's what I try to tell myself.
Sometimes life forces change upon us, not because we're being punished, but because we're ready for something even better. After all, how can you let the new in if you're holding on to the past?
She stares at him, then looks down.
Well, if you'll excuse me, my retirement officially begins now.
He smiles.
What about the wharf?
It's still moving ahead as planned, but Andy will now be running point. Luckily, he's the nicer Bittlesman.
Christina smiles.
Oh.
Oscar pulls a shell from his pocket and hands it to Christina.
I was asked to give this to you. Andy said a wise woman gave him this advice. Maybe it'll help you too.
Her brow wrinkles as she looks down at the words "Follow Your Joy" written inside. Christina steps outside the shop with the shell in her hand. She looks down and sees another shell on the ground. She crouches to pick it up. While crouching on the ground, she raises her head and sees Andy standing up ahead. She stands and smiles. As she walks toward him, he holds up a blindfold. She stops in front of him with a smile on her face. He smiles back at her. He leads a blindfolded Christina along a beach beneath a sunny sky.
All right, doing great.
She grins.
Where are we going?
You'll see.
Don't you trust me?
Very funny.
Okay. Turn. Heading up. Now right foot up over the log. Left foot. Good, good, good. Okay, right here. Turn out. Perfect.
He removes blindfold.
And voila.
The lighthouse in the distance.
The lighthouse? It's your spot.
Actually, thought it could be.
This could be all our spot!
Christina grins.
What are you guys doing here?
We got Christmas Eve s'mores.
Christina's friends and Andy's family.
I thought this would be a good time to create a new Christmas tradition together.
And we hope you'll join us for Christmas dinner tomorrow.
It's going to be a big feast.
I wouldn't miss it.
Molly and Dora approach.
I guess I'm not an island after all.
Nope, you just live on one.
You're not getting rid of us that easy. Especially not you. Should we tell them?
Molly smiles.
Seaside Toys and Molly's Reach will be moving into the old pink bistro. We're still going to be neighbors.
Woo-hoo! It's a Merry Christmas.
Doesn't matter where your toy store is. Your mom will always be with you.
I know that now. My mom would just want me to be happy.
You know, ever since I met you, you've been spreading joy everywhere you go. That's who you are. So, we wanted to spread some joy to your new walls. Merry Christmas, Christina.
Mural on paper.
Dad, it's your mermaid!
Christina's mouth falls open.
She's seen better days.
But she's ready for a new home.
Christina tears up.
It's perfect. Thank you.
Harriet sticks a bow on Jacob. Janice talks to Oscar. Dora and Wink put marshmallows on sticks. Molly sniffs a mug.
Andy, this means so much.
Andy smiles.
You and Wink came in like a gust of wind and changed my entire life.
Ditto. Like my mom used to say, sometimes you have to just let go and let the wind guide you.
They step toward each other with smiles on their faces and kiss with their eyes closed. They pull apart and smile again.
Dad, what about the fire?
Good thing I brought a lighter.
Christina sits. Jacob tosses a marshmallow. Andy hands Christina a marshmallow to toast. Night. Janice places a roast turkey on the Bittlesman's dining table, then dines with Oscar, Wink, Andy, and Christina.
Look at that.
That looks amazing.
Yummy.
If you like crusts, try a few more.
I do gravy, but I need to double stack my taters first.
Okay.
What are these?
Everyone grins and laughs together. They toast. Christina nods at Oscar. Wink clinks her glass against everyone's. A fire flickers in the fireplace. Christmas lights glow on the mantle, above the doorway and on the Christmas tree. On top of the tree, the lighthouse tree topper shines with light.